This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Campus Lake Cleanup Project has been going on for several months now, and one more step is going on this weekend. The Shawnee Group Sierra Club is hosting a cleanup event two different times on Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 p.m., and they're asking for the public's help. John Magney is on the executive committee of the Shawnee Group Sierra Club and is helping to coordinate the cleanup. Thanks for coming in, John.
Yes.
So when you talk about what still needs to be done out at Campus Lake, which for people who aren't familiar has been closed because of a toxic algae bloom, they've drained the lake, they've tried to dredge around the areas where the algae was the worst. Yes. There's still some work to do, though?
Yes. The contractor the university hired was able to clear away the algae and also sort of reconfigure the lake on the north side. The south side, however, still has the algae along the exposed shoreline, and that's what we'll be working on Saturday.
What type of work is going to need to be done for people who aren't familiar with what they need?
It's very simple. Garden rake and perhaps a pitchfork. This algae is fibrous. If you walk around the lake, it has sort of a green sheen to it. It's in places it can be almost rolled up like carpeting. But anyway, it extends out along the shoreline for perhaps 50 feet or so, sometimes not quite so far. And we'll be asking people to go out and start raking it up into piles along the shoreline.
Well, now forgive me. Some people may have seen the signs that said, don't go into the water, don't get close to it because of the dangers of this toxic algae. Is the cleanup dangerous in any way?
No, it's not. That question has come up and was answered by the professor in zoology, Marjorie Brooks, about whether there's any danger in the algae. It was dried out, and she assures us there's not.
So this is something that community members can come out and do to not just clean up the lake, but this helps it in its restoration as well.
Well, we would hope so, yes. We have a membership of almost 500. We're putting out a notice to members to come out, but we're also publicizing it on campus, aiming at students. Students can earn service credit if they come out, and we're making that known to them. So we'll see. We're hoping for a large turnout.
And again, it's Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 p.m. Where do they need to meet if people are coming out to help?
Well, we're saying that the old campus beach, you and I know where that is, but it's possible that some of the students have only been here for a year or two may not. It's on the south side of the lake. There's a walkway that has been constructed. If you walked around the lake, what was once a building is no longer there. And there's a walkway that extends, well, it really doesn't extend out into the lake, but it sort of goes over the shoreline.
Sure, and there's a parking area there too.
That's right. There's room for, we think, about 40 cars. So we hope that there'll be sufficient parking. If not, people can park up by the building near the boat dock, the parking lot near the boat dock, and walk down.
Sure, that's near the engineering building.
Yes.
On campus.
Right.
How important is it in your mind? You're a member of the Sierra Club. How important is it to have community involvement in restoration and upkeep efforts on things like this?
Well, we think it's the Campus Lake is sort of the environmental center of the campus. I mean, it was just a wonderful place in the past, and we would like to see it restored to be that the center of attention. When people visit the campus, we know that students who've come here in the past have been most impressed by the fact that there's a lake here. When I came here to interview for a job in 91, I was quite impressed by it. It was in good shape then. But then, as we know, it deteriorated over the years. So it's to really bring it back to what it once was. And you can look at it as sort of the commons, as part of our commons here in Carbondale, and it's to make that commons much more attractive.
Sure. And again, the cleanup event is coming up this Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to noon or 1 to 4 p.m. If you'd like more information, you can get in touch with John at 529-3194. But you don't have to call and register. You can just show up.
That's right. Please do.
Excellent. Well, John, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
And if you'd like more information on the Sierra Club, the Shawnee Group, you can get more on Saturday as well. You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.